presenting The Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim are dramatized for radio from the full-color action strip to be found in the Comic Weekly, the big full-color comic supplement that comes to you each Sunday with your Hearst newspaper. Last week, you remember, Jungle Jim and his boy Kolu outwitted the miscreants who sought to stop them and successfully boarded the steamer Manchu, which was about to set sail for the Borneo coast in an effort to run down the notorious ghost of the Java Sea. Just before sailing, a native boy rushed aboard, left a mysterious box for Jungle Jim, and took a hasty departure. The box was accompanied by a bon voyage note from Shanghai Lil, who has turned against Jim to help Harvey Brandt, whom Jim suspects of being the real ghost. When Jim opens the box, he is horrified to find that it contains a deadly cobra. When he attempts to shoot it, his gun jams. But before the hooded killer can strike, Kolu tosses Jim his revolver. With steady hand, Jungle Jim takes aim, fires, and what an instant before was potential death, is transformed into a harmless mass of quivering coils, for Jim has shot the snake's head from its body.
Good, Tuan. Good shooting. Snake not trouble us ever again.
I wish I could say as much for that.
What's going on in there? What the blue blazes is all the shooting for?
Come in, Captain.
Well, what's the matter, Mr. Bradley?
What's wrong?
Nothing, Captain. Now. But we did have a bit of a flurry, eh, Kolu?
Well, I heard the... Sweet, suffering swordfish. What's this?
It was a cobra, Captain. A friend sent it to me as sort of a going-away gift.
Going away is right. When you get a present like that, you're liable to go away for good. You know who sent it?
I think so. Can you delay sailing for about 10 minutes?
Sure, I can.
That's fine. Pick up the cobra, Kolu, and wrap up the box. I want to write a little note to my good friend, Shanghai Lil.
Yes, Tuan.
Shanghai Lil, eh, Mr. Bradley?
That's right, Captain. And now, if you'll pardon me just a moment.
Sure, Mr. Bradley.
Bradley, look. Next time. There. Package ready, Kolu?
Yes, Tuan.
Now, Captain, if you'll get your bosun to give this package and this note to one of those native carriers on the dock, tell him to deliver it immediately.
I'll do it right away, Mr. Bradley.
Thank you, Captain. We'll be ready to sail just as soon as that's attended to.
Now, let's see. It's to go to Lily DeVril in care of Harvey Brandt.
Know him, Captain?
I'll say I do. And a dirtier rat never ran on four legs or two. He's as black-hearted a scoundrel as ever cut it up the earth. A cutthroat, a pirate.
He's everything you say he is and then some. And I hope the day isn't too far away when I can prove it definitely.
I'm with you all the way on that, Mr. Bradley. And I'm completely at your service whenever you need me. I'll see you at dinner at my table.
Thanks, Captain. I'd like to see Brandt and Lil when they open the box and find the cobra.
Tuan, come here.
What's the matter, Kolu? You sound as though you're...
Look, out porthole, Tuan. See those two men on dock together?
Yeah. Couple of bad-looking boys. Ever seen before?
I think so, Tuan. But when I try to remember where, can I do? Maybe Singapore, maybe...
Thank God, Kolu. Our lives may depend on it.
I not remember this minute, Tuan, but maybe soon it come back to me.
Keep plugging, Kolu. Now we'll go out on deck and watch the Manchu pull out, huh?
Yes, Tuan.
Come along, Kolu. Just in time to say goodbye to Singapore, Kolu. And I don't mind telling you that I'm not unhappy to leave it behind. We ran into more trouble here than I...
Tuan, now I remember where I saw one of those men before.
Let's have it.
Remember, Tuan, when we visit shipyard of Harvey Brandt?
Yes.
Man come and we hide?
I remember.
That man, dark one with scar on cheek, he was there.
By Jove, Kolu, I think you're right.
I am right, Tuan. Kolu never forget face. Man with scar was with Harvey Brandt.
Well, that makes it interesting, doesn't it? Sailing with one and maybe two of Brandt's men aboard. Kolu, I have an idea this is going to be an interesting trip.
Harvey Brandt is in a rarely jovial mood as he sits in his office with Shanghai Lil.
He lifts the lid. He bends over to see what's in the box. The cobra raises up, strikes, and that's the end of Mr. Jungle Jim.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? After all, Lil, Jungle Jim is only human. And if there's anything in the world any deadlier than the bite of a cobra...
I have a hunch.
Come in.
Box just come for Missy Devlin. Boy Brigham. I say to give her box a note.
Put the box on the table.
Let me have the note.
Yes, Missy.
All right, you can go.
It's Jim's handwriting. Wait, Harvey. Don't open the box until I see what's in the note.
What kind of a chump do you think I am, anyway?
Better luck next time, Brant. Signed, Jungle Jim.
That means that he... Yeah, here it is. The cobra with its head shot off.
Well, that's why I couldn't share your enthusiasm before. We're going to have our hands full getting rid of Jungle Jim.
I'm not so sure of that.
The only time I'll ever feel sure he's out of the way is right after I've attended his funeral. And even then, I'll want to make certain that he's buried deep enough.
The trouble with you, Lil, is that you're too pessimistic.
Well, I've got a right to be. And if you'll take a little bit of advice from me, Harvey, you'll absorb some of that pessimism yourself. It's a good thing to have when you're dealing with a man like Jim.
What would you say if I told you that I have him just exactly where I want him at this moment?
I'd say you'd gone a little bit mad.
He's on the man too, isn't he?
That's right.
All right. I'll show you just how mad I've gone. Hello. Hello. Get hold of Ryan for me. I want to see him here in my office at once.
If you're thinking of getting Jungle Jim before the Manchu
sailed...
That
would be stupid, wouldn't it, Lil? Well,
of course it would. Besides, the Manchu has already sailed.
I know that. But here's something you don't know. He's sailed for the last time. Come in.
You want me, Chief?
Yeah, Ryan. I want you to get this message off to Smithers at once. Send it in code.
Al Smithers. Steamship Manchu. Jungle Jim aboard. Sink ship. Bear no lives. That is all. Repeat orders, please. But, Brent, we can't do
this.
Who's
giving orders around here, Ryan? Me or you?
Oh, don't you see, Chief? When Jungle Jim gave us a slip and I found out he was shipping on the Manchu, well, I put Sparks Matley on board. Sparks is our best wireless man. Veroni and Meekers are already on board. We put them there when we decided to take the ship. We can't double-cross our own men, Chief.
Get this, Ryan, and get it straight. I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. And you're going to do as you're told in spite of Matley, Baroni, Meekers, or the devil himself. You know me, Ryan. Once I say I'm going to do a thing, that's the way it is. You'll either carry out my orders or someone will carry you out.
Oh, but, Chief, we got it all planned the other way, the safe way. When the Manchu gets off the Borneo coast, she'll pick up the distress signal from a small steamer that's supposed to be on fire. When they take off the crew, they'll all be our men, armed and ready. Well, once aboard, with Veroni, Meekers, and Sparks already there, the rest will be easy. It'll be a cinch. And that's the best way to do it, Chief, the clean way, see?
I'm afraid I don't see, Ryan. That way, there's a chance of a slip-up, and I don't want another slip-up. If we sink the Manchu with all hands and spare no lives, I'll get Jungle Jim. So that's what we're going to do.
As the steamship Manchu plows her way through the China Seas to the coast of Borneo, Sparks Matley, Harvey Brandt's henchman, sits in the wireless room, tense and alert.
Hiya, Sparks. Anything new?
Hold it, Baroni. Wait till I get the rest of it.
What's the matter?
Our number is up, Baroni.
What are you talking about?
We've just been double-crossed, that's all. I was fooling around with the high frequency, and I just happened to stumble on a message that Ryan and the chief have just shot to Al Smithers. Picked it right out of the air. Here, look. I wrote it down. I checked it when Smithers repeated his orders.
Ghost calling Smithers. Steamship Manchu. Jungle Jim aboard. Sink ship. Spare no life. What? Why the dirty rats? Crucifying us just to be sure that they get Jungle Jim. What are we going to do, Sparks?
What can we do? They've got us like rats in a trap. We have no way of knowing how or when Smithers is going to strike. If we tip off the captain, we'll be thrown in irons and handed over to the Admiralty Court.
There must be some way out of this.
I'll take this message down and show it to Meekers, and then the three of us can get together and figure an angle.
Okay, but don't wait too long.
Don't worry, I won't. I'll see you later.
Right.
Come here, you. Come here. What? Ben, boy, Ben. All right, Morelli. Mr. Bradley wants to talk to you.
I ain't done nothing.
We'll find out about that.
Come in.
Well, here he is, Mr. Bradley. We caught him coming out of the wireless room.
Nice work, Captain. Now we'll search him and see if...
Wait, I get him to run.
Take your hands off his throat, Kolo. You'll choke him to death.
Him put paper in mouth. Try to swallow it. But Kolo get it. Here, Tuan.
Good boy, Kolo. How do you like this, Captain?
What?
Ghost calling Smithers, SS Manchu. Jungle Jim aboard, sink ship, spare no lives, that is all.
Smithers? Why, he's Lee Wong's partner and a partner of Dutch Grant. And that swine, Harvey Brandt.
I knew it. Harvey Brandt is the ghost. And Alf Smithers is off the Borneo coast handling his dirty work for him.
We'll make Baroni talk. We'll round up his accomplices and...
You needn't worry about getting me to talk, Captain. I'll tell you all I know. We're being double-crossed, and I'm out to get back at that Brandt rat. Get Meeker. He's down below. Bring him up here and tell him what's happened, and he'll spill plenty.
We'll do that right away. What is it, Bosun?
Look out in Crow's Nest. Report Stein's boat off port side. We tried to signal her, but she don't reply.
This is what I think it is, Captain. We're in for more trouble. Arm your men. Order all hands on deck. I think we've met the ghost ship.
Is the strange craft now approaching the steamship Manchu, the ghost ship, ready to deal death and destruction to the crew of Lee Wong's Manchu? What can Jungle Jim do now to escape the deadly trap set by the relentless Harvey Brandt? Don't miss the answer in next week's episode of The Thrilling Adventures of Jungle Jim. There'll be thrills aplenty on the high seas when the ghost of the Java Seas strikes again. The Adventures of Jungle Jim are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the big comic supplement distributed each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper, the world's greatest array of humor and adventure, together with all the famous characters who live in the world of full-color action pictures, are to be found in the Comic Weekly. Follow the humorous adventures of Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, The Little King, Toots and Casper, as well as the thrilling adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. They'll all be waiting for you in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And remember, next week, same time, same station, for further thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim.